WG W Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey Indian River Radio WG8W.
KF8ENF monitoring. KF8ENF. ATMH mobile.
Tuesday, and we're staying through think at least through the 29th. Not sure. We don't have a solid plan for when we're going back. You know, we're doing Camp Wojo over at our buddy's house, not far from here, next weekend. You know, we brought the motor home up, you know, towed the yellow Jeep with us. So, yeah, we'll be up here roughly 3 weeks at least.
Oh, that's good. That's good. We'll have to make it a point to get together for dinner or something. Are you around this weekend? I have to go to Atlanta for an event on Saturday, and you're really not that much further east.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the events of the weekend are going to be. DJ just got here. I don't know, about an hour ago with his fifth wheel. Doug and Megan came up yesterday with their motor home, so. You know, everybody's, most everybody's up here right now. So I don't know what we're doing, but, you know, we'll be in the area if you want to come on over and check the place out and visit. You know, we will certainly be around.
Yeah, I do want to do that. I've been meaning to do that. Is that the son with the old Prevost?
Oh yeah, Doug. It's an old Newell. Yeah, similar concept, but the Newell actually uses their own custom chassis rather than Prevost that uses the bus chassis. But yes. Yeah, DJ's got his fifth wheel here.
Yeah, very good. I got a story to tell you about that. We were camping at Higgins Lake Saturday through Tuesday. Just got back Tuesday night, and just not that I meant to book it that way, but I ended up with a 50-amp pull-through sight that I didn't really need, but, you know, I didn't pay any extra for it, at least I don't think I did. Anyway, there was a chatter about that sight and about how it's, you know, it's not level, which it's not. It's kind of in a bowl. And people talking about, you know, I couldn't get my 30-foot in and out of there, and just it's just nuts. You know, people are crazy. Anyway, all right, I'm pulling in the car wash. I will be around. I got a couple errands to run here in town, and I'm heading home. But thanks for yelling back and listening. I'll be here the rest of the ride, but I'll be off the air in the car wash. WHRPM.
Okay, Ron, hey, we'll catch up with it later. Let's see, on the repeater here. Right now, it's on the antenna. It's just a Ringo at the base, but it's at the shed roof height. I've got a 20-foot mast here. I got a four-pole that I'm going to take off the original short mast, put it onto the 20-foot mast. It's an old fence pipe. So it'll get us a little more elevation, but that's as high as it's going to get. So we will have blanket coverage of Hammond Bay and not much more. All right, talk to you later on. WNRPM, W2PD.
W8RPM.
NAPCT Mobile listening.
Good evening. I thought the call sign was NACCE. Not sure if I have that right. Good evening. My name is Ron Arwadowski, November. My call was Whiskey 8 revolutions per minute, and I'm mobile between Petoskey and Lansing.
November 8, Papa Zulu Tango here. Name is Steven. Good afternoon, Ron. How you doing tonight?
You know, I'm okay for Thursday. PTZ, pan tilt zoom. I should remember that. You know, it's okay for Thursday. I really much prefer today's weather than yesterday's. This is ideal. Don't have to run the air at the house. I'm not dying. bladder exertion, trying to work outside. I'll take this all summer long.
Yeah, no doubt on that. Incidentally, it's a Papa Zulu Tango PZT. There is a PTZ, and I happen to know him, so different guy. But yeah, definitely. If this remained this way the rest of the summer, I would not have any problem at all.
No, me either. Although the water skiers and the tubers and the beachgoers might be complaining that it's too cold, but it's a lot easier to put on a jacket than it is to cool off at 95 degree heat, 100% humidity. But, hey, us old guys, and us old hands even, we just complain about everything.
Well, I'm happy to put on a three-quarter wetsuit and, let the Mastercraft roll down the lake. So that's how I handle water temperature that way. Although I do have to get a new one. I bought one 3 years ago and then I gained weight. And I'm not fitting into that body glove anytime soon. I probably gotta lose 50 pounds.
You mean they don't stretch? I thought they were just like one size fits all. You just, Boy, what a visual picture that is, huh?
Well, they stretch pretty good, but, there is a size range. And partially the one I have in mothballs isn't quite, it was tight when I got it, and I'm a lot tighter. I can't even, I was a lot smaller then. So I'm going to have to lose some weight or get a bigger suit. I haven't been on the water in a while. I went swimming once this year with some friends down in Gaylord at the Badenot Seagull Lake State Park and realized I am not as strong of a swimmer as I used to be, which means it's time to put the foot down and start getting back in shape. NAPZT.
Yeah, I've really only been in the water a couple times with the dogs. Doesn't really even count, We just got back from Higgins Lake State Park. We were there over the weekend. Boy, what a mistake that was. I'll never do that again. Where's home for you, sir? And, we may have spoken before. Your call is sort of familiar to me, and so is your voice.
My home is Indian River. I live in Indian River, although I work in Petoskey at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel over there. I'm their night guy. I work five nights a week there. That's what I do for a living right now. I rent a fairly cheap cabin up here in Indian River, quiet town. Suits me well. I grew up in Gaylord, just my former hometown, but too busy for me at this point. I like the, I'm a little off the road here, and lots of trees, lots of shade, and it's perfect for me at this point. It's getting better, I'll branch out, but this is fine for now. I'm at least stable.
Well, that's a pretty relative statement, too. Maybe if you said your housing was stable, I might buy that a little more, but I don't know if any of us are stable. But very good. Yeah, I like that Seagull Lake. We've never stayed there, but I keep threatening to. I really like Clear Lake as well. Now, we've been to pretty much every state park around here. We've not stayed at Wilderness. We've not stayed at Hoff, but Clear Lake, Petoskey, Young, Mitchell, Fisherman's Island, and then some a little further away, a few across the UP. We're kind of knocking them out a few every summer.
What was the last state park you were at? You said it was a mistake.
It was a mistake to be there on the weekend. South Higgins Lake.
N-8-P-Z-T. Yeah, roger that. Growing up, my family did a lot of camping, and we've pretty much been to every state park. We, as far as we got in the UP, was Van Riper State Park, west of Marquette. Ultimately west of a little town called Champion. And that's as far as my family ever got west. I've been to other parks west of there myself, but, you know, nothing. I stayed overnight at Lance, L-A-N-S-E, that's L-apostrophe, A-N-S-E. Lance State Park, up kind of where, you know, the corner of Keweenaw starts there. Although I have not been up, I haven't explored the Keweenaw Peninsula in a while. I went there a long time ago for a summer trip with an explorer post. Went to Isle Royale for a week, and we set off from Houghton. And that was an experience, but I haven't been back there since. It's been a long time. And I've been eager to get to kind of tour the area up there. But I think I'd like to do so on a touring motorcycle. I'd like to see some of the country up there on a bike. A little bit more in touch with the land that way, and I think that's, something to do as I'm getting older. We'll have to get a bike, of course. But lots of time for that.
Be careful you don't curse yourself with statements like that. I have not owned a bike since we've moved up here full time, which is coming up for 8 years. But I sold mine just before we moved. There probably hadn't been a whole summer between the time I got licensed at 16. I actually had a bike before I had a car. And all the way up into my 50s, you know, I probably was never without a bike for more than a few months at a time. So this is odd for me. I did have some minor health issues. Would have affected my ride, and I got a bad shoulder that I still have. But I really get the itch. Every spring I get the itch, and I still got it. And if the right deal comes across, I'll probably bite for it. But over the years, I spent a fair amount of time in the UP. I didn't camp there much, although lately, you know, we've been doing a fair amount of camping lately. So far, my favorite in the system, in the Michigan system, is Indian Lake. But by far, no comparison to anything. Clear Lake's probably second.
Yeah, Indian Lake is really pretty. Indian Lake, Palms Book, the Kittitkippi Spring up there. That is a very pretty, area. Some of the prettiest around. One state park I haven't been back to is Fayette in the South Central UP. When I went there, they were just redoing that old iron smelting town, and now it's all done. And I have not been back there to visit it. Now, the ultimate visitation would be to boat up to it, to its harbor, and just dock at the dock for a couple of nights and see the town that way. That would be the best, of course. But other than that, land is fine. I don't have any fancy stuff. I just have a tent, but I've got a good. I have a BMW X3, and that gets me around pretty well. It's got good ground clearance for all-wheel drive, and the undercarriage is pretty much sealed, so I don't have to worry too much about damage as long as I don't get on too many high crown roads. It isn't a Jeep by any means, but you know, it's got good tough stiff suspension, and it's a rider. I probably pay too much for it per month, but, you know, I got to have something to get me around and get me places dependably. So I decided that I came across, it's a one owner, and, you know, best car I've ever owned so far. So no regrets. N-8-P-Z-T.
W-8-R-P-M. I It's been a while since I've been to Fayette, but I did spend a fair amount of time there. Now, I don't know how recently they redid anything there. But it's not, I mean, I can't really imagine wanting to be there more than a day or two. You know, there's just really not that much there. But it's a cool place, and they've done a really good job. You know, when I was there anyway, really good job of maintaining it, keeping it as original as they could, you know, and still kind of protect it from the crowds. But, yeah, Indian Lake has been, that was our, probably one of our best experiences. Both the scenery, you know, we had a waterfront site, the view. I did not fish at lake, but I understand the fishing there is really good. Not overcrowded, you know, that's the nice thing about almost any place in the UP is it's not overcrowded. And that really was my complaint about South Higgins. Oh, my God. It just not, I just wasn't thinking, you know. When I booked that reservation, I just wasn't thinking. And it wasn't a horrible experience, but I'll never do it again on a weekend peak season. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, my family spent a great deal of time at Aloha State Park during the summer. In the 70s, it was a lot different there. There's a lot more in the little town. They had a little arcade there. They had an ice cream place, which got converted to a house later on. The store is still there, and they got ice cream in the store, but it's not, you know, it's not a dedicated thing. They had a little gift shop up there owned by a family called White, and that building is, well, if you want to study entropy, that building is a good study in entropy. It's like, oh my goodness. It's a shadow of what it once was when I was a kid. But things have changed, you know. And it was some of the best summer memories I ever had were up in Aloha. We had, the place was magic to me. My favorite places on earth growing up, and I go up there for nostalgia and drive through in the off season, just to remember. Sometimes the memory gets too thick and I gotta kinda peel it back a little bit. It's what happens when you get older.
Well, the campground was closed most of last year, was it? I think. I don't think it was the year before. I think it was last year. They did a lot of upgrades, put in a lot more cement pads, a lot of 50 amp sites. They might have even put a bunch of full hookup sites, I think, in the back. I've been there a number of times. It's not that far away from me. And yeah, I know what you're talking about, the little store with the donuts in the morning and all that, but the town of Aloha is pretty much disappeared, gone private. You know, that section of undeveloped land on the north side of 211, that's where they're talking about doing one of those ridiculous solar farms. I don't know, 70, 80, 180, I don't know, a bunch of acreage up there. It's creating kind of a stink.
What kind of farm, again?
A solar farm. Solar panels, ground-mounted on pedestals, taking up otherwise tillable, fertile farmland.
Ryan, my car's electrical system decided to go into standby mode. I heard ground-mounted, and then it died on me. Could you please repeat the last part of that?
Yes, solar farms, solar panels, solar energy. And as much as I'm all for commerce and private property rights, if it's my land, I should be able to basically do what I want. But I don't like the fact that the state took local zoning away on wind and solar site planning, really site planning overall, but specifically wind, solar, mining. And it just, know, I don't have anything against solar. I just don't think that it's a good use of land. We're not making any more land. You can put solar on rooftops. You can put it in urban, you know, in urban areas on rooftops. You can even cover freeways with it if you want. But I don't necessarily want it. And I'm not a NIMBY guy, but I'm just not a fan either.
I didn't know that they basically had eminent domain over that kind of thing. You know, as far as mining goes, you know, if you got mineral rights, I don't know how that would work. Relative to, like, oil and gas drilling, you can do that, I guess, but I don't know about mineral mining. However, you know, if you're gonna be serious about that, there are better areas of the country to do that in. Alaska and other mountainous areas that actually have things you can dig out. I don't know how much you can really do in Michigan that much, except for oil and gas drilling.
Well, I've not, in terms of these projects, there's like three of them in Sheboygan County, and then there's certainly others here in Seago, area, up and down off of M-55 and into there. There's a whole bunch of them, you know, Loud Dam, Proud Dam, Five Channel Dam, and they're still working. You know, they've rehabbed them, and I mean, they're super tiny, you know, small capacity, but better than nothing. But juggling all that, juggling the environmental with the fish and wildlife, with the private property rights, with riparian rights, so, you know, it just, and then you get the fights between the tree huggers and the sportsmen and the, you know, I just, and then the courts are tasked with figuring it all out. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I know my destination is in sight, so I'm good for, you know, one or two quick more.
This is NAPZT, Indian River. Well, you know, and incidentally, Ron, where's your homestead hailing at?
Oh, probably not very far from yours. Are you in town or are you out in the boonies somewhere?
I'm just south of the M6827 junction.
Interesting. Do you know Rod?
Say that again. Do I know what?
Rodney. W-G-U-W Rodney.
May have talked to him. I don't know. I haven't really had a chance to meet any of the hams up here in person yet, which I would like to do so. I don't remember meeting him at this point.
So Rodney lives off of Kateri Wayne, is on the southeast corner of the intersection of 75 and 68. He's one of the first guys I met when I moved up here permanently. If you know where the airport is, I'm not terribly far from the airport.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I guess, kind of in the northwest section there, north of town, isn't it?
Northeast. Not northwest, northeast. It's north of 68 and east of 75.
Northeast is what I meant to say. You're right. Northwest would be golf course. Yeah, northeast. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I'm south of town here, not too far. I'm just a little north of Pat and Gary's two party store here. Right in the cheap seats, and this is my I'm waiting for a phone call. Don't think I'm gonna get it. Probably gonna have to wait till tomorrow. I gotta go work tonight. I work Wednesday through Sunday night, Monday and Tuesdays off. You know, on those days off, if you're around, you want to get together for a coffee or an ice cream cone or something, it'd be nice to meet you. I usually carry a radio with me. I do use a DMR. You're a DMR guy. I usually use the Hackleberg repeater on the MI5 CMN system, which has a good coverage around here. Otherwise, it's usually a WHCC repeater up in Sheboygan and such. So, back to you.
Which really isn't in Sheboygan. But, yeah, I try to listen to it. I got a couple of hotspots in the house, and I still monitor some downstate stuff. But, yeah, I have Turbo, I have P25. So, we'll catch up. There's some summer left, so we can try to figure something out. My YL is, I got a license as well, and I got a guy that I Elmered that, I didn't really Elmer him. I Elmered him to his general. He got his tech completely on his own. Unbeknownst to me, local guy, older than me, and he now has his general. He got it at the Gaylord swap last year, and I fully expect if he doesn't have his extra by now, he'll be getting it done, because he's a quick study. But he's right here in town, too. The call is KF8 BPM, beats per minute. So I mean, we're around. There's some hams around here. Some of us are kind of elusive, but... all right, sir. I'm where I need to be. Thanks. Thanks for riding along, and we'll talk again. N8F. Hang on. PTZ. PZT. PZT, right? N8PZT 73, W8RPM.
It's been a pleasure, Ron. Pleasant conversation is always a nice thing, and nice to meet someone who likes the state park system as much as I do. I wish you and your significant other a nice evening, and looking forward to talking again. Say 73, WRPM N8, Papa Zulu Tango.